A useful workout here down in Bangor today, Warren?
It's good for the players that hadn't, you know, obviously been involved in the European tie. They get minutes under their belt. A couple of young boys as well. Done fantastic, but it's a great game as well. And thanks to Jimmy Nicol and Cowden Beath for coming over, because it's a good test for us, good opposition. It's different for the players, but you know, I thought we went about it quite well. You know, on another day, a wee bit more conviction, we maybe had a few goals. But apart from that, the attitudes of them was first class. And the only disappointment is, with a couple of injuries, were Marty and Sammy Morrow.
A training session with the players who played on Thursday night now this morning. Everybody looking hungry and in a buoyant mood after Thursday.
Oh, the boys were brilliant this morning. You know, we had a bit of hard work, to be honest. It was enjoyable. You know, we got the legs going. We had a wee competition as well after the... A wee shooting competition for a forfeit for the losers. But no, look, the attitude's been fantastic from everyone. You know, I don't like getting carried away, but, you know, I can see a buzz about them. But, you know, I like that, and I told them about the buzz. But at the end of the day, you're footballers, you know what I mean? The hard work's out in that pitch. And as I say, they carried that on. And Thursday night, I thought they were fantastic.
You got the feet back down on the earth again after that great result?
No, I always do, to be honest. I said it's a game. I won't get carried away whenever we win. I won't get too low whenever, you know, we lose. I try and stay in that middle. I like to let everyone else do the talking about us. And, you know, I said to the boys before, look, lay down a marker. You know, we want to be challenging for everything this year. And I've said that to them. And, you know, it's a great start for us. But, you know, there's a long way to go, obviously, throughout the season. And, you know, with the big game coming up now on Thursday, it's one that we'll turn our attentions to.
You know, you've had great results with Northern Ireland at Windsor. Being a manager in the great night, that must be up there in terms of highlights of your own career,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I said it. You know, it's one of the best performances I've seen over my 17 years in football, and that's the truth. The way we were disciplined and the way we went about it, but also moved the ball. I've asked for them to move the ball and play football, and they've done that. And as I say, you know, we've had great nights with Northern Ireland, yes. But, you know, that was a fantastic one, and one, you know, I'm sure the supporters went home happy.
There's a couple of boys, Karen, Jimmy Mulgrew came off the other night, Sammy Morrow today. Is it just a matter of wait and see over the weekend before you find your travelling party?
You know, it's not nice, and I know it's like with injuries, but, you know, it's not nice when everyone fit. But, you know, I'll have to go now and have a wee think and obviously see how they are, whether I need some backup. But, you know, hopefully they won't be that bad, and they'll all be okay.
Looking ahead to Thursday, can we pull it off, do you think?
Why not? You know, I said before, the home game, obviously, you know, they're the team of internationals, the full-timers, but I've been in this position before with Northern Ireland, as I said, and, you know, why not? You know, we have a game plan with something to hold on to out there, but I've always believe the first part of defence is attack. And, you know, obviously I've got to be cautious going out there because it'll be totally different. But, you know, it's one that I think there's confidence in them boys now. And, you know, what pleased me as well about it, there was the desire and the hunger I keep going back to in that changing room. You know, every single one of them put in a shift for each other, the filled gaps, you know, and I couldn't praise them enough. But, you know, it'll be different over here, and one I'm sure the boys will be a relish playing the big stadium, and one they'll thoroughly enjoy.
It was lovely for the club, the 100th game, to get such an unbelievable, you know, one of the greatest results in the club's history, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, there's been some great European nights I've been as a fan myself, but on that 100th game, you know, it's probably a bit more pressure. But listen, the boys stood up, they took the challenge on, and, you know, they got their rewards.
All the best for Sweden, and do us proud again on Thursday night.
Thank you.